see what the quant chart looked like. We touched the 124 earlier today at about 1 o'clock CET, right, Central European time. And yeah, then price went down a little bit up, and then the Bitcoin shenanigans happened. And 113 here, and I think the wicks are already gone, or it didn't even register. But Tim and I were coincidentally prepping for the show, and well, Tim can tell the story the way he wants and share what he wants. But he had a good deal. So Tim, you want to take it away?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, comrades, welcome to episode five.
Five?
Pretty sure it's five. Coffee show. Yeah, I think it's five. So welcome to Crazy Town. It is Tuesday tonight. It is now 9:15 CET. And well, it is a little bit past H hour. If we look at really quick, Bitcoin took a massive dump around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock-ish. CoinGecko is a little bit messed up right now. Graphs do not match with the numbers, and the numbers can't keep up. But yeah, Bitcoin just had a massive tank. And about an hour ago, everything, well, yeah.
No, everything 5 minutes ago. It's literally, no, 20 minutes ago, I think.
Yeah.
It's literally happened 20 minutes ago.
Everything tanks with it. So, I mean, everything is recovering fairly quickly right now. We'll get into the details later, but that is definitely going to be topic of, so just open it now so we can just have a real chat about this.
Let's just, fair enough, just, yeah, it's, right, it's happening as we speak. Yeah.
So
man, the shenanigans.
What we have here is good old CoinGecko. So looking at Bitcoin, right, peaked just close to all-time high, right? Yeah, we have this in euros from the United States. I'm sorry, not really. But yeah, took quite a dip, pretty dip. And yeah, on this low point, like right somewhere around like 8:30 our time, everything took a massive, massive dump. As you can see on the graphs here, the small graphs to the right. Quant actually went way below 100, like what, 96 euros ish. So that's somewhere close to like the $100 in the Burger tokens. We had a look, and we scroll down like we do right now in the top 100, and everything except for Leo token, this one was up 2.1%. Everything else red, even the stable coins, quote unquote stable coins. So yeah, most still haven't recovered, still down quite a bit. Looking at our beloved Quant, apparently still down 6% on the day. And this is what the Quant chart looked like. We touched the 124 earlier today at about 1 o'clock CET, right, Central European time. And yeah, then price went down a little bit up, and then the Bitcoin shenanigans happened. And 113 here, and I think the wicks are already gone, or it didn't even register. But Tim and I were coincidentally prepping for the show, and well, Tim can tell the story the way he wants and share what he wants. But he had a good deal. So Tim, you want to take it away?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it could be better, but it's not bad. Yesterday, I think Quant touched 120-ish in euros, so it's like $130.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah,
that was
Tuesday. It's on Monday. It's Tuesday today. We are living
today
on Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday, motherfucker. We're recording a clumpy show.
Yeah. So yesterday on Monday, I was like, this is getting a bit sketchy. One is going really high. I feel a lot of people being very happy about Bitcoin. I might as well sell a bit, and I did, and I was not really intending to buy back. Until like 25 minutes ago, when I just literally saw the entire market tank, and I gained a nice tiny portion of quant. I gained like 10%, I think, on my trade, which isn't really bad, honestly, considering the amount I put in. So yeah, I cannot complain. Usually I get a tummy aches when the market behaves in this way, but now I'm feeling okay. Because honestly, we haven't really seen any action with quant, and then managing to gain a little bit on it is pretty cool, if you ask me. Oh man,
Yeah.
it's a massacre again. Bitcoin reached all-time high at 4 o'clock Central European time, whatever that is in your time zone, on the 5th of March 2024. So we had
Yeah.
another Bitcoin all-time high today, which isn't bad.
What's to be expected that it would
And it
dump
was to be
right
expected.
around there,
Yeah,
right? I
absolutely.
mean, not necessarily because all-time highs, but there were so many people long. And it just had to get liquidated. I mean, if we look at the chart over the 7 day, it was more or less up only. If you look at the month, it's getting silly. If you look at 3 months, it's just getting just ridiculous. So yeah, it was bound for a correction and a liquidation run, which they did. I don't think it will last. I truly don't. I think this will recover really quickly. I mean, the ETFs, they don't give a damn. And they just buy because they're not buying to flip it really quick for shit coins. And I think that this cycle is going to be all about the war between the investment horizons, right? What mentality do people have? And yes, there was a lot of people that bought Bitcoin early on, right? The MicroStrategy people, they might take profits, and yes, that will be a significant sum. But a lot of people, most people that hold Bitcoin now, are the quote unquote degens like you and I, and this can be orchestrated very, very easily, right? Doesn't take $1 billion to create this. A dump like this.
No, it really doesn't.
It truly is a bet. I mean, they can make a lot of money by doing this. And if they have it bounce well, then they can also liquidate the shorts that everybody created. And I think the people that are buying the ETFs are not necessarily the type of traders that would do that per se. But they'll just keep buying if they want it. I mean, they have way deeper pockets than you and I do. There's relatively low risk for them if they hold it for the long term, right? Think of the 401ks and the Roth IRAs and all those jazz things that they do in the United States that, as far as I know, we don't really have in, for instance, the Netherlands. So those things are all long term, and these type of shenanigans are just to fuck over traders, which arguably do a lot of the volume. But a lot of the profits that were taken, they will go into other assets, right? Ethereum is owed an ETF. And well, when that one is agreed, there's just so much precedent that all the other tokens that we've seen charts of in the past, for ETFs will also get them, right? With Quant and Chainlink. There's a ton of other stuff in there, right? Like Sol and XRP and so on. So this is going to be, in my opinion, a very interesting year. And I think we're going to see a lot more deliberate market movements, right? The people buying ETFs and such, they don't, I think, have the frugality that we have, right? Up and shitcoin to shitcoin to shitcoin, taking minor profits. Most of them are in it for the long haul, and I think it will be good for the market. Same with regulation. Obviously, our how do you say stokpaardje, Tim? How do you say that in English?
I don't know.
Yeah, the dead horse we're beating all the time. Regulation will come, and a lot of the the true shit coins, right? Not necessarily talking about Doge or SHIB or whatever, but they'll just die, and there will be fewer and fewer being thrown on the market, at least on the regulated side of things. So the concentration of wealth will be more profound. No.
Isn't
If
it just, oh, sorry.
SATP comes in July, actually, then quant will no longer be outside the top 60. I'm pretty sure of that. Tim.
Yeah. I'm just fascinated by this price action, really. Isn't it beautiful?
I love it. I love it,
And
especially since I'm not a trader, right? Just buying, holding, having the
the
bags
panic.
ready.
And just the absolute panic that you see here. And well, this isn't the first time we've experienced this. And it's, I don't know, it's nice to be back in 2020.
Yeah, and there are so many people in so many groups that, well, I don't know how to say it, but people just, I mean, the belief was already here more and more, right? That they can just keep flipping and just doing what they did.
Oh, yeah.
And in my opinion, right, if you bought shit, you should have bought it like up until like maybe a month ago. I think we said that even a couple of shows back, right? The bear market is where you build your portfolios. I mean, in the last bull market, that's when you should have done your research to a degree, right? What are the tokens that I want? What are the assets that I want? And then in the bear market, you start accumulating. And if you've done your
Yep.
due diligence well, then you know things that will not simply just roll over and die, right? Quant's an example. I heard someone about DAG. There's a couple of other things that have been around for a while, and that have just been doing the work and making the products. And that's in the end, eventually, for most people, what it's about, right? If you're a trader, not necessarily. I mean, then you can go with narrative and hype, but finding real products, that's what you do in the previous bull or in the bear. You buy your shit, you get into position, and you just watch the show. And
Yep.
I think Tim and I and a bunch of other people, most of you guys here, should be, you have paid a little bit of attention, in that same position. And then a dump like this might be devastating because perhaps you were hoping it was going higher. And it will, but yeah, this is needed right here. Look at BNB
But to be fair,
down south.
we kind of didn't really necessarily do that this bear market, as in we stayed in the markets. Sure, I did acquire some crypto, but it was nothing in comparison as to what I did previously. But we did stay in, right? We didn't abandon the ship when things went south. We're still here, and I'm not sure about you, but I didn't necessarily pick any cryptos during the darkest days of the bear market and just stayed in Q&T and just weathered the storm.
I did as well, but I also got rid of a bunch of other stuff, and got some new, like one or two.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did make some picks which went really well for me, but it wasn't necessarily this time, it wasn't necessarily the classic crypto story of just, hey, buy whatever you can and it will go higher at some point. I didn't necessarily do that, but that's just purely because of my conviction in Q&T that, and we, and to be fair, we already did this in 2021. So, and earlier. So, yeah, there was
And
no
we'll
reason
get
to change our portfolios.
and we'll get to the phase where everything will go up for a while, but just like now, the music will stop at a certain time. And yes, you can maybe predict when somebody will start liquidating longs and shorts and shit. But you have to be behind your phone or your PC to catch it because, this was happened pretty quickly. And
This
if you
happens
were on,
fast.
if you were on the shitter, you probably missed it. I mean, if we look at Q&T, I was actually in the prep of the show with Tim, and I was like, maybe I can flip shitcoin X really quick if it's below 100. And it already bounced back. I mean, it
Yeah.
even reads 102 here on CoinGecko, but we it was at like 96 on CoinGecko, but they didn't even register it because the entire website was probably overloaded as hell.
On Bitfavo, so that's a huge Dutch exchange that most Dutchies use. So I'm not saying that everyone uses Bitfavo, but I think the vast majority of Dutchies use it, and probably also some other Europeans, which actually makes it quite an interesting exchange because a lot of Dutch people are into crypto. So it's not really a bad exchange, but they couldn't handle the pressure today. And I saw some charts literally going back 10 or 20%. I think with Bitcoin, they had the Bitcoin chart on Bitfavo went all the way down to 100, sorry, to 50K in euro, from 60K. Just for a brief second, the exchange couldn't handle it. I think Quant also dropped to 100 euros and then everything was back up again. You
Yeah.
just see exchanges fumbling at the moment and they cannot handle it. It's
Yeah, prices can go really
oh man.
quick, right? And if the order book is just, I mean, it could just be a wick, and then a wick really briefly just
Yeah.
registers right on the screen here.
It's
And then the wick
exactly.
gets eaten, and then yeah.
And it's not like we didn't warn you guys for this. If you follow the Quant show, you should have known this. This happens during bull markets and the depths of the bear market.
And it's interesting to see. I'm not a TA guy, but you can see, right, that we're very close to this level, right, where they started pumping on the 28th-ish to end of February, and the dump was like all the way down to where they built some resistance or support, whatever you want to call it, at the 54K. So you could have guessed this. Maybe put some buy orders here if you're into Bitcoin. I'm not f fumbling around with this. It's not worth the headache. It's not worth the risk, me. Tim got absolutely fucking lucky
Yeah, I
that he
did.
got into fiat
So
to
every now and then I tend to
to fund
follow
his
my
house.
instincts. Yeah. But every now and then I follow my instincts, and my instincts can get me quite lucky at times. I remember with Bitcoin, for example, I've sold pretty much tops in the past, but I've also bought bottoms. I remember when we were at like 14K, 14.5K Bitcoin. Like, yeah, no way this is going lower. And I bought it wasn't substantial, but the other way around with the all-time high in 2021 as well. I was like, nah, no way we're going higher than this. So I'm selling. So I think you can trade Bitcoin in a way, but you need to have very, very long horizons. And that's what the only trading I do. On those
I
short
mean,
levels, short term, I have no clue what's happening.
I mean, if you want to trade, you should trade Bitcoin. I mean, it's the most liquid thing of everything.
Yeah,
But
but
yeah.
that's one of the things you can trade based on sentiment, right? Because a lot of people are talking about it.
I just wanted to
It's
say you
being
could trade
traded.
Bitcoin on TA. I wouldn't
Huh?
train fuck anything else on TA. I would trade everything on sentiment except for Bitcoin.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But I only trade absolute downs and lows. The
Oh
rest is just I have no TA knowledge, and I will absolutely get myself emotionally invested and
That's how
start
I
making
got
wrong
out
decisions.
all of my shitcoin positions back in 2021, right? When Quant was like way down.
Yeah.
What was it? Yeah, was it 2020, 2021?
No, 2021. No, 2020.
And
2021, sorry.
then a lot of the shitcoins, they went up, and like, fuck, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours before they all dumped, I accidentally sold them all, and got Q&T for it. That was insane. But yeah, I mean, there's so much luck involved with this shit. Anyway, shall we have a look at our portfolios where we're talking about luck anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. One final word before we move to portfolios.
Yeah.
I think it's also the fact that I'm currently in an accumulation phase stage, not necessarily with crypto, but as you might know by now, I'm looking to buy myself a property, a home, which is super hard here in the Netherlands. It's not easy, especially where I live. So I need a substantial amount of cash, besides what I can get in my mortgage. And at those moments, I'm really trying to maximize my position, and then I'm getting a bit more hungry to perform trades. I've done that now, and I remember in 2021 the same thing applied, but then with getting as much as QNT as possible, right? We're just literally just flipping all kinds of coins and trading them away to kind of maximize our QNT position. So it changes your perspective on the market. But our portfolios. So I'm talking about
Oh.
change of perspective. How are we doing?
Well, let's start with me because I'm the worst for it.
Are you? Oh dear.
Yeah, it's not as bad anymore.
Ah.
I'm down 1656,
You were
but
down
it's
like 3.5K at a moment. Now it's only down 1500 euro. That's not too bad.
down 16%. My check D is still plus 37%. That's like 667 euros. And my bittens are still up 145. And my neon recovered a little bit. It's still down 56%. Let's see. Neon recovered like all the way up to 1,60 euro
Yeah.
on March 2nd, and then it started to decline again. So yeah, that's pretty annoying because that's also an IRL bet of mine. But I got a little bit of a better average price. What did I pay here? Oh Jesus, 288. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that's gonna take a while to recover.
Yeah, you
So
pulled the
yeah.
trigger. You pulled the trigger
Oh
back then. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still very confident that neon sorry, that neon will do well in the bull run. But for now, how do all the morons say? Oh, I don't Bitcoin. We'll have to see. BitTensor 591 already. Curious to see where that will go. But yeah, let's go to the leader
My
of the pack for now, even with this devastation, Tim is still up like 5.8K. So
yeah,
that's
not in real life, sadly.
no, that's
Because I own
56.
none of these tokens in real life. It's an absolute shit show. But
Yeah.
apparently my trading instincts are right once again. Yeah, Uniswap coming in at 11 euros, so that's like $12 something. Up 1800 euros since beginning of January, now 2 months. Chainlink, of course, my champions, up 20%. Currently rocking 16 euro per Chainlink because, well, CCIP, we all know. BitTensor coming in at 590 euros. Oh man, this is absolute shenanigans. Up 144%. Damn. OrdiSwap up 210%. I didn't even know OrdiSwap existed, dear listeners. I didn't even know it existed. I just opened Telegram and someone was like, oh yeah, OrdiSwap. I'm into that. I was like, okay, no, we'll buy some OrdiSwap. Up 210%. I don't know, even know what it is, but it gave me more than 1.3K. Then we have Vector Space, which is down to 60 cents euro. Up 8% since January. Bonk up 110%. Bonk. Ampleforth up 22%. Don't even know what it is. Orca, Free Willy, we're down minus 25%, but it's the only thing that's down. So it's not too bad, and it's not a very substantial part of my portfolio. So yeah, it seems like OrdiSwap, Bonk, and BitTensor are leading. Yeah, that's crypto for you people. That is absolutely crypto. You just throw some darts And that's how you win. But make
Yeah.
sure to sell in time before the music stops. So.
Yeah, curious to see how this will, because we're not going to be modifying these portfolios, right? So we're going to keep them at least until July 1st. And that's the first time when we can then
Change.
rearrange our holdings, right? So let's say it's July 1st now, and Tim has a total balance of 16K. He has then 16K to reallocate. But in between, he cannot. So
No,
we,
no, no, no.
he started with 10, and if it were now July 1st, he would have 16.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go again, and then by the end of the year, somewhere before New Year's, we'll pop a bottle of champagne on the winner's laptop or keyboard.
Yeah, before. Oh, yeah. Well, that's ripped my MacBook. Let's not do that. Okay, that's the portfolios.
Yeah.
Seems like I'm winning, but yeah, it's all paper gains. So
Yeah.
I wish I should have actually put money where my mouth was. But yeah,
Hmm.
it could have also gone the other way, and then in that case, I would have lost money.
But you have such good instinct. Anyway,
Apparently.
let's move to this because
Yeah, the hackathon.
the previous episode we spoke about the hackathon. We had this very photogenic guy. Speaking about the hackathon, right, where they had an internal, as far as we know, still hackathon, with a bunch of teams, the Bare Minimum, Dark Pictures of Doom, Ginger Doge, Inca Papyrus, IO, Quantum Ladies, Squad
Squad
One,
one.
and the Full Stack Avengers. And well, the results are in on March 4th. They published, and the winners were the Full Stack Avengers. We will tell you more about their winning idea soon. And then the
Yeah.
art is by Dal-E. And what you see here is a Superman-esque figure, the Spider-Man-esque figure. Who's that? Venom or whatever figure? Captain America. And then, well, what's this? I have no idea. My superhero knowledge lets me down. But you can see they're all in some way, shape, or form, either a network or something, and there's a lot of cabinets with lots of lights. And I actually tried reading the code that the it's not Superman, it's fucking Doctor Strange, obviously. Retard, you know. Doctor
I didn't
Strange
even
is
know.
holding up here, but this is yeah, it looks almost Cyrillic to me.
I'm not sure it's generated by AI,
It's
so I
code.
don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the full stack Avengers have won, and yeah, I'm really curious what they have been developing behind the scenes, or at least which kind of idea they have pitched. We'll have to see. Because it could very well become an actual application of Overledger, right? It could be one of the apps we will see on the platform because it's a platform after all. We don't know.
And then there's always this fucking heap of dog shit.
I
The
know who's
Tower
on the
of
losing team.
Terror.
Yeah.
I knew who is on the losing team. The man on the street who bought into the Q&T ICO and helped fund Quant and is being kept in the dark. Truly, if you are this, leave a comment so I can ban you preemptively. This is hilarious.
Yeah, I
Anyway,
mean, imagine buying the quantity ICO and being up like a couple of hundred times and then being kept in the dark by an Armenian
I
scam
believe,
artist,
what was the
con artist from
ICO? 60
Armenia.
cents, 60 cents, 80 cents?
Yeah, something like that. So you're up like 200, 300 times.
Yeah,
Only to
anyway,
be scammed by an Armenian con
yeah,
artist. Yeah.
exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So that was the last thing on Twitter of any significance. Then we go to LinkedIn.
Yep.
What we see here is 9 hours ago from Quant, the technology behind CBDCs, blockchain tokens, and smart contracts. provides us both the freedom and privacy to harness the power of multiple types of currencies and value, including tokenized deposits, commercial stablecoins, NFTs, and more, whilst making it possible to preserve the use of fiat currency if we choose to. However, for all these forms of money to work seamlessly, we must ensure that the systems behind them are truly interoperable. Learn more in our latest article. All right, and then we have here The Future of Money, Diverse and Interoperable by Celine Justice. A quote, distributed ledger technology gives us both the freedom and privacy to harness the power of multiple types of currencies and value. Article will be in the description. Granted, I had not seen this on the LinkedIn feed, so I haven't read it, so I don't feel like going through it because this is a pretty hefty article once again. But there
Let's
was
get to the
more.
conclusion. Or
Oh, you want to go to the conclusion? Sure thing.
like maybe like read the.
Interoperability is the key to success. Blockchain is reshaping the payment landscape by providing secure, faster, more transparent, cost-effective solutions. Its decentralized nature and the ability to optimize transactions have proven beneficial across all types of payments, from peer-to-peer to treasury cost cross-border transactions. But for all these currencies to work in tandem, they must be part of an interoperable landscape. The future of payments is not binary. One type of currency is not better than another or imposed. Instead, we should focus on building a diverse landscape where users can opt for different currencies for different purchases to preserve freedom of choice. If the infrastructure behind the scenes is interoperable and standardized, the future landscape of money will be both bright and diverse. And I think that's correct. And this is exactly what Quant's been on about for from like the beginning, right? Do not pick a winner, make everything better, right? Like being a good coach or a quarterback, if you're American, somebody you can put in the center that makes everybody shine. And I hope I made that reference correctly. Let me know in the comments. So there's a ton of possibilities, and Quant, well, is obviously facilitating all of them.
Absolutely.
There was this other thing. Oh yeah. One week ago, our own Martin Hargreaves spoke to the banker's Elizabeth Lumley about CBDC development. Quote, there's this ideological arms race between these two different visions of the future that plays out quite heavily across the political, regulatory, as well as the technical payment landscape, he says. Read the full article here. And it is obviously about CBDCs. We'll put this in the description as well. But at a glance, political opposition from the likes of Donald Trump have not stemmed the flow of global projects aimed at developing CBDCs. 130 countries are exploring the CBDC. 19 of the G20 countries are now in advanced stages, and 11 countries have fully launched a digital currency. There, really? 11 countries have fully launched a digital currency of the G20. Okay. There are those who question whether we need a fiat digital currency at all and whether projects address more pressing monetary concerns. Let's see. President Donald Trump announced re-elected, never allowed the creation of central bank digital currency, protect the Americans from government tyranny, blah blah blah. Catching on. I'm trying to find if there's anything that is relevant except the political blah blah.
I think it's just an article that kind of makes the point for
No, no,
CBDCs.
no. I wanted to get to this.
Oh.
Martin Hargreaves, Chief Product Officer at Quant, which works with financial institutions on blockchain tokenization and other types of programmable money projects, says most central banks can already gain access to individual transactions with a warrant. However, the idea of having it centralized is quite scary, he adds. in the UK, the Bank of England is super sensitive to that. All of the design that it has talked about is to make sure it never sees any of that information that goes between the banks. It knows the amount, but not who the amounts belong to. Quant worked with the Bank of England on Project Rosalind. They mistyped that. It says Rosalind. That's interesting. Which
That's
is part of F.
embarrassing.
Yeah, no. This is because this is a Quant article. There have to be typos if it's important. Anyway, Quant worked with the Bank of England on Project Rosalind, which is part of efforts to develop a digital pound in the UK. However, in other parts of the world, concerns around privacy and government overreach are justified, sorry, are ju over blah. Concerns about privacy and government overreach are justified, he adds. China's been working on the developments of the digital yuan, the ECNY, since 2014. Officially, the People's Bank of China has set the goal of the CBDC is to build an, quote, open, inclusive, interoperable, and innovative currency service for the digital economy, end quote. Okay, this is blah, 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 lack of rules, China, where Facebook failed. Yeah, okay, wonderful. More than money. Okay, this is also pretty big. Yeah, we'll put this in the description, and I definitely recommend reading this. Apparently, it's free. So go do that. Gilbert Verdian found this interesting. Future of finance announcement. Quant's work on a digital pound. Andrew Carrier,
I
chief
think we've seen
marketing
it
of.
already, we've seen this already.
1 week ago, doubt it.
I'm pretty sure this is an article they posted like half of February.
Yes, not a comment. Okay. We proved the APIs could play a key role. Okay.
Yeah, but it's, I think that's quotes from
Okay.
the
Okay,
article.
fair enough. Fair
Sorry,
enough.
sorry for interrupting you.
No. All good. And then there was this thing. This is from fintech-intel.com. Gilbert Verdian, founder and chief executive officer at Quant. Last year, it was more important than ever to distinguish crypto from the technology that powers it. Although 2023 was tumultuous for cryptocurrencies, with the heads of several high-profile exchanges facing criminal proceedings on the UK government announcing its plans to regulate the industry. Blockchain technology continued its path towards broader use, with more successful central bank digital currency experiments and the launch of prominent commercial bank digital coins. Our prediction for 2024 is that it will be the year of widespread institutional adoption of this transformative technology. So yeah, this is also more or less the same article banging on the same drum, but yeah, just a different rhythm. speaking that CBDCs will become inevitable, commercial wholesale banks must have the infrastructure, enter Quant and Gilbert in tights to save the world. The industry needs regulation. Here we are again, and interoperability, and so on. This will also be in the description if you want to deep dive. I think the bottom line again is CBDCs, right? They'll be here no matter what fucking Trump says or and anybody else. And the bottom line of the other article was that what happened in China is not likely to happen here. I mean,
It's one of those things, I think, with politics, and you could use it in your campaign, right? So you could be really against it, but at the point, but it won't necessarily be a deal breaker, I think, right? So it's one of the things you could include in your political campaign, and you can say, oh yeah, we're against this and that. But then once you enter your position of power, it's one of those aspects of governance, I think, that's so complex and technical that it's like one of those things that you won't re you would not necessarily alter once you're in that position of power, if that makes any sense. Because like the people who are actually in charge of it are so far ahead of like the people, those leaks on the on the on the, on the oh sorry leak. Whoa, that was a really too bad translation. It's a lay like, laypersons, right? When you're a layman, like we don't.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a really bad English translation. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, a
Like the
leak is a
layman on the
prayer.
street, a leak is a yeah. Sorry, whoa, that was terrible.
He
My
just made a
apologies.
Pokemon reference. He thought it was a bit
Oh man,
far-fetched.
this is absolutely
Nah.
terrible. Then
But
the layperson's on
yeah,
the street. We have no clue what it is about, and I think it's one of those things that people will also not necessarily be mad after you do it, like because it's a very technocratic subject, CBDCs. It's very complicated, and at the end of the day, we can all be mad at central banks for deciding policy and rates and stuff, but they still do it, no matter what politicians say and think. I think this is one of the things that kind of fits in that area where it's just bankers deciding where to go next. And sure, there will be a political process before it, but I think it will eventually be decided by a group of experts and bankers who will push it anyway. Do it make any sense? Sorry, I'm just
yeah,
watching the
no, yeah,
market as we go by.
it's what Gil said in the last article, right?
Oh man, what a bad
CBDCs are
translation.
inevitable at this point, and there's a ton of countries that have seen the light, and they're actually doing meaningful trials, right, and tests. Project Rosalind with Quant in the center. There were also already documents stating that they will continue to build with the infrastructure as is, right? So that means Quant for, well, just about everything except for the front end that is done by UST. And that's a pretty big example. I mean, the British economy is huge. I think they're pretty well respected around the world. Well, not necessarily everywhere, but a lot of places. We also know that the Fed was always already in bed with Quant as well. We have the SATP coming up in July. If there are no delays, I hope there won't be, but there probably will. And with the SATP, gateways are required because that's what the entire protocol is based upon. That will be interesting for Quant. And I think that will also help for inter-CBDC interactions, right? Because not every country will make the same decisions, right? When it comes to the infrastructure that they choose, but it does have to work together. And obviously, most countries will make an effort to make everything interoperable. Because, yeah, if you go the old way of doing things, and just making stuff that works within your own building, right? The very well-known term, siloing yourself in, right? Yes, it's a good way to keep your secrets, but it's also a good way to not do business with anybody. And forcing people to adopt your solution, that is so what 20th century is not happening anymore. Everything needs to work together, right? Think of Android, think of iOS, Windows, and so on. Everything just needs to work everywhere. It's being designed like that from the get-go. Say with game cartridges and shit like that. I mean, it's nice to lock people in, but it doesn't work anymore in this day and age. So there will be a very nice sandwich to be earned by Quant. And someone wrote in council today that it was so quiet, there was nothing interesting being posted, no announcements, blah blah blah. Oh, I think the opposite is true. I think Gil and the team get asked more and more. I also thought I'd set something up because Solan or Celine or whatever you want to call her, she's going to a meeting-ish of sorts. I try to look it up in the meantime. But the team is being asked to partake in one event after the other. They're being asked for interviews for all sorts of events. That speaks volumes, right? They are the leading authority right now when it comes to CBDC interoperability, and everything that touches it. It's very, very interesting times. I think the Bitcoin halving, right, if we start talking price and shit, and this year and the hype, whatever's going on with the ETFs and so on, it is all lighting up, and things can should get really crazy.
Yeah.
But time will tell, right? Maybe World War III will break out, lol, or AI will take over, lol, or whatever other things were sent him recently that would tank the market and destroy us all or eat us
Well,
alive.
I mean, everything could happen. I think black swans or black swans, because we cannot predict them. So we can talk about everything. Everything could be a possibility. But for now, I think what will be the most logical scenario, is that this will not stop here for the foreseeable future. So, usually what precedes a bull market is Bitcoin breaking its previous all-time high. Then you will get a ranging state, and then it will start pushing for newer highs. It will enter price discovery mode. And generally, if we assume that, if we apply some pre-ETF thinking, let's call it that way, this time is different. And that's usually where everything goes wrong. But yeah, if we assume that the situation is different, and this time is different, you can already hear my skepticism, then I think you will see an actual bull market for the first foreseeable future. But make your gains before the music stops. So be careful trading out there. Be careful with everything you do. Don't buy into any narrative, because the moments where you should have bought into certain tokens have probably already passed. Now is the time of getting the actual profits. And sure, you can trade, but usually short term, right? It's a matter of flipping coins to generate more profits and get out before the music stops. And we don't know when the music will stop. It could very well take a while, because the general conditions are still favorable for us. And in terms of quants, we are not even near previous all-time high. And lots of people have abandoned the ship in the past months. So, yeah, we're still not really, we're just going with the actual, oh no, here we go, with the tides. Is that?
Yeah, with the tides, yeah.
Yeah, we're actually going with the tides. And when Bitcoin goes up, the general market goes up. But when it goes down, we follow, and we're not really
Meanwhile, on the week,
doing
quant
our
is
own
still
thing.
up. Quant's still up 5% on the
Yeah.
week. We're down 11% on the 24 hours. Meanwhile, Bonk is up 93% on the week. Pepe 126% on the week. Hold on. Bitcoin Cash up 30% on the week. Shiba Inu 160% up on the week. Bitcoin up 9% on the week. So yeah. It's will probably take 24 to 48 hours for everything to recover from this massive, massive shock. And I have nothing except to say that the Bitcoin halving is in 43 days and that I am tired.
Yeah.
What
Same
is
here.
our time, Tim? Do you have anything to add? Do you have anything you want me to pull up
No, I
and
do
look
not
at?
necessarily have anything extra to add, except that, let me make a timestamp here. Yeah, it's just a matter of we might take one final look at the market. Lots of things are happening, if you might have guessed. Back to CoinGecko for a bit. So I mean, yeah, we're talking about Bitcoin itself, right? It's leading the tide. It's actually deciding it. Ethereum is doing well. But how are our fellow cryptos doing? What do you think? Will this mean that other cryptos will do well, or will it just be an Ethereum BTC dominant situation? What's your take on that?
Bull market, everything will go up because people are fucking idiots.
Okay, so everything is just going up, no matter.
Yeah, I think I posted in the Dutch group. All right, what was the level of entry to the top 10? And right now it's 18 million, 18 billion euro, top 20. What the fuck is going on here? Why is Bitcoin Cash here with only 6 billion, 8 billion? All right. Okay, that's quick. Never mind. Like I said, I'm fucking exhausted. So top 20 is 7 billion right now. 4 billion for top 30. Top 40 is around 3 billion. All these numbers will go way up. I think by the time the bull run is like peak, you're gonna need at least 10 billion to enter the top 50, which is now like 2 billion. And that's just based on like 2021, that if you wanted to enter, I mean, the top 5 is 50 billion right now with Solana. That if you wanted to top 10, I'm not even sure anymore, but I think it was what 25 or 30,
Absolutely. I can.
and that was peak. And right now we're not even peak, we're just revving the engines. Retail's not here. I mean, possibly, right? Because of now the dump that we had, all the news outlets will be telling about Bitcoin breaking all-time high and then dumping back, and maybe even you're new here and you're like, I bought that because I thought I could get Bitcoin for cheap because Bitcoin is going to $1 million. So retail's not here yet, right? And that's based on Coinbase and Bitfavo apps and shit not being top of the app store. They still have to come, and retail has a lot of money, all of them combined. And that will take some time, but they'll just buy everything. I mean, yesterday I was looking at the top 20, the top 20, and everything was green. I believe there were only one or two exceptions. And then the lower you went, the more red occurred. And that's just because people are fucking idiots. People just buy shit. Nobody does their research. Everybody just assumes that as soon as it's in the top 20, it is safe and you can just get it and it will give you gains. And arguably, right, the top 20 will more or less stay the same. Don't know what the fuck Bitcoin Cash is doing here. But yeah, it will more or less stay the same, and a lot of people will just buy whatever's in the top 20. Just because it's in the top 20, right? It's the same with people buying, oh, I'll just buy Nikes because those are good shoes. Well, okay, motherfucker, if you want to think like that, that's fine. And you're probably right? Until you're not. Because if you just buy what's in the top 20, you haven't learned anything, you don't understand anything. And if you just gonna try and follow everyone, you're gonna be late because everybody's eventually going to lose.
And still,
Except at 5% or something.
we talked about market cap, and it doesn't necessarily tell the real story. So, If we apply the thinking that you have, then indeed we are still not at the level seen before. So I think there's definitely a lot of room for other cryptos to grow. On the other hand, we must keep in mind that this is a more nuanced story. I mean, those meme coins literally printing their market cap. But anyway, for us, everything is already in circulation. So shouldn't really matter for us. And then we have quite some catching up to do, which I think we will. I do not really have anything to add, really. I think we're here. Unless you want to add something, I think we're actually here.
Now, just be safe out there, right? Make sure to check your greed. Don't sell too soon. Don't sell too late.
Well,
Greed
I'm
works
fine.
both ways. And yeah, know to a degree what you're getting into. Things can get crazy really quickly. And if eventually we start to get like really euphoric, I mean, I don't think it's gonna happen in 2 weeks. But it only takes like 10 minutes off your screen. And that could be the window where you wanted to take profits, but you didn't, and you're gonna miss out on 40%. And it's not just liquidation hunting, but it can also be something entirely different. Think of some SEC news, or think of some new made-up war that's gonna happen inevitably somewhere in Luxembourg. Or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. So don't overinvest, take profits, and stake one fee.
Yeah, stay comfy.